Right now, let's say g'day to our next guest.
Kalinin slipped the handball out. Simpson will have a shot. Can he bring it back? Yes, he can.
Mantle have selected Cooper.
I'm a loyal person, and to my mates, my family, and to everyone that comes involved in my footy, to be a part of Fremantle, to be a one-club place for Fremantle, hopefully will be the goal.
Kick into the pocket, on the bounce, claimed by Simpson, and finished by him.
The Fremantle Dockers' latest recruit is Cooper Simpson. He joins us right now. Cooper, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, mate, welcome to the home of footy in Perth, Triple M. How did last night fare, mate? I thought it was spectacular seeing all the new recruits with their friends and family. How did the night unfold for you?
Oh, it was just a dream last night. I can't really describe the feeling. It was every single emotion jam-packed into one. Had all my mates there and family and cousins and everything, so we celebrated pretty well.
Now, mate, how did the draft process work for you personally? Day one and then day two, were you more likely going to go last night, or was there a chance you could go on day one? How were the emotions around that, and how did you sleep the night before?
Yeah, well, I think speaking to managers and people like that in the circles, I was probably a slim chance to go night one.
Yep.
So I wasn't too nervous then, but, yeah, as you said, night two was the night for me. I was sort of on the edge of my seat at every pick, so
I can imagine.
It was a crazy feeling once it happened, so yeah, it was just amazing.
Are you coming over here with 100% health, because you basically got attacked on your couch last night?
Yeah.
Was the next going?
I'm healthy now, so yeah, all my mates were up and about there. They loved it. They were so excited.
Now, Kirby, it's going to be 40 degrees here today in Perth, mate. Have you spent much time in Perth throughout your journey, or is it going to be all pretty new to you?
Well, it'll be your first for me. It'll be your first for everything in Perth, so I've never been there, but I'm looking forward to what Perth has to offer.
And the Fremantle players, mate, all of a sudden you've got 40 new mates, and I'm sure a lot of them reached out last night. Was it a bit of a shock and a surprise and excitement when you got text messages and, I don't know, say a Caleb Sarong or an Andy Brayshaw's names popping up?
Yeah, both of them messaged me. I had a lot of boys message me. So it was, so awesome to see all their support from day one. And, you know, just to see those names pop up on my phone, you know, I never thought that would be possible. So, yeah, it was a crazy feeling.
And now it's on. And Caleb Sarong, I once asked him what's his favourite emoji, and he said his top emoji, it's the purple heart. Did he purple heart you?
Ooh.
Yes, well, that's my top emoji now.
Everyone,
so,
that's
going crazy.
Now, Michelle, Cooper's a young Dandenong Stingray, man. They breed them tough, the Dandenong.
Oh, yeah. So you live in Dandenong, Cooper, or?
I live in Mount Martha. It's about 45 minutes away from Dandenong.
Yeah, they're tough, though, Michelle. We beat them by 10 goals in a grand final, but that's all that needs to be said there. Mate, so when are you coming over? Packing the bags for the weekend?
Yeah, I think I might come over before the weekend. If not, I'll be in next week for sure.
Then what do mum and dad come over? Do you just roll over on your own? And what happens? Do you stay at someone's house? They put you up somewhere?
Yeah, well, I think briefly to people about this, I think I'll be staying with a player for a little while and then maybe move into a host family or something like that. But, yeah, I think mum and dad will come over for an induction and everything like that later on.
You'd be a good post family, Dave. You should just open up.
Yeah, Cooper, mate. You're more than welcome to the live joint. I don't think the footy club would have it, but I think Fifey's got a reasonable place in Cot or something like that. You might be able to settle in soon. Now, what I want to know, Coop, I've never seen a greater collection of reptiles. Every single player that was picked had their mates just go absolutely bunter. How was the draft process for inviting who got to celebrate with you? Was it just all your schoolmates and family there?
Yeah, all my schoolmates and family there, so I had cousins on both sides there as well.
Oh, spectacular.
Who's the first person in your life, whether a cousin, friend, that went, man, I reckon you could do this? Mm. Like, back when, like, you know, maybe when you were little, like 11, 12, something like, I reckon you could be an AFL footy player.
I don't know. I've had a lot of mates, you know, follow my journey over the years, so it's been awesome to have that support from them, and yeah, they're just over the moon for me.
They'll all be claiming individually.
I saw it in the backyard.
I saw it.
Hopefully, mum's not listening, because some mums get a bit emotional when they get up and move the young son. But how is the family, mate? Frio's a long way away from you, but mum and dad are happy to pack you up and send you off.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think Mum will be a bit emotional that I have to move out. But, no, it's just they're so over the moon for me, and I think they're still in a bit of shock as I am. Just to be heading to an AFL club is unreal.
Oh, mate, we're absolutely thrilled for you here at Triple M. We can't wait to meet you. We can't wait to see what you can do on Optus Stadium. Fremantle, young list, exciting times, mate. So congratulations to you and your family.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to join the Freo family and get over there. Thank you.